The measure would change the state constitution to define marriage as between a man and a woman. GOP sponsor Mark Gundrum told Assembly and Senate committee members that without the plan, kids risk being raised in a society that teaches them gender doesn't matter when it comes to getting married or raising a family. Marquette University professor Christopher Wolf teaches constitutional law and spoke in favor of the ban. He says that when you think about it, some kinds of equality are not good.
I mean, do we say that we have to have equality, therefore six-year-olds should be able to vote? That's absurd. Of course not. Equality is a wonderful principle, but it's not an absolute principle. And there are those of us who think that marriage is a very important social institution, that expanding it to other forms, including same-sex marriage, would harm the institution. And so that's a kind of equality we think would be harmful.
But opponents say the plan goes even further and would endanger the rights of gay couples to some employment benefits or even to hospital visits. Madison resident Al Poliarco and his partner have been in a homosexual relationship for a decade, and they're raising three kids together. He says he didn't used to care about the legal rights of marriage, but raising a family has changed that.
This amendment is not about protecting marriage or protecting families. It would offer no additional protections to anyone's marriage. It will directly discriminate against us, our children, and many other families like ours in Wisconsin.
Poliarco is one of several gay speakers to testify on how the ban might affect them, but driving much of the debate yesterday were religious concerns. Gene Green calls himself a fundamentalist. He's the executive director of the group Baptist for Life of Wisconsin. Green says this plan spells out what's right and wrong and doesn't think there should be much confusion.
If sodomy and homosexuality is not wrong, then who's to say that stealing and murder are not wrong? And this opens the slippery slope toward bestiality, polygamy, incest, necrophilia, and other types of perverted relationships.
Other denominations see it much differently. Milwaukee pastor David Dragseth of the Evangelical Lutheran Church spoke out against the ban, although he says he also believes there are absolute truths laid down in the Bible.
And the absolute in the Bible is this: love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. Marriage is about preserving this love, not destroying it. Marriage is about protecting this love, not banning it.
Some proponents of the gay marriage ban support it because they think it would discourage homosexual couples from raising children. Jenny Byrol shared her own story of being raised by her mom and her grandmother growing up.
It left me shorthanded by a large portion for when I became a woman. It was not the same. I did not have a man. I did not have even a brother who could step in and show me because he was just a small child. Children need both their moms and their dads. You know, now that I have boys, I can't imagine what it would be like if they did not have their daddy.
UW School of Medicine pediatrician Paul Grossberg counters that the ban would only end up hurting kids. He says that even if lawmakers believe that having heterosexual parents is the best case scenario, they need to recognize that kids are already being raised by homosexual parents.
They haven't chosen their parents. They're there. Those are the parents they have. And why should we be in a position to actually harm these kids and say, you don't have a safety net, and we're going to actually punish you and not provide you the rights that other kids have?
Grossberg says on a personal level, he's offended that the state of Wisconsin wants to discriminate against his own kids that he raises with his partner of 28 years. The measure is identical to one that passed the legislature last year, and it will probably pass again this session. The question would then be up to voters a little less than a year from now. Earlier this month, Texas became the 19th state to ban same-sex marriage. None of the states that have put a proposed amendment on the ballot have seen it defeated. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.